Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We are so grateful to be here in the service of the Lord once again. Today is Tuesday. It is the sixth day of the 10th month of the year 2020. So this is October the 6th, 2020. And the Lord is doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes. And we continue to look to him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He takes us from faith to faith and glory to glory. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. And we're grateful for everyone who has joined us today. We know that you could be doing something else. You could be asleep. You could be out just taking it easy. But you have come to help us in what we're doing here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. So this morning, I'm going to see if our sister Grace is available to pray. If you will lead us off in our prayer this morning, that would be so lovely, Sister Grace.
Good morning. Yes.
Okay, good, good.
Blessed Father, hallowed be your name. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We love you, Lord. We gather together in remembrance of you, O Lord God. To love you, Lord God, and to love one another. And to do as you say, and to learn to do as you say, O Lord our God, to be humble, O God, to humble ourselves before you, O Lord God, that we might receive help in time of need, O God. We always have need of you, O Lord our God. We bless your name, O Lord our God. We ask for your help, O Lord our God, and forgiveness, O God. Forgive us our trespasses, O Lord our God. O Lord our God, we have not and are not being the people you have called us to be, O Lord our God. For there is so much trouble and things and distress in the world, O Lord our God, because people don't know you, they don't care, they don't want to know you. O Lord our God, so forgive us, O Lord our God, that we have not taught the generations that came after us, O Lord our God, about you, O Lord our God, to reverence you and to submit to you, O Lord our God. We just bless your name today, O Lord our God, because we can. Today is still the day of salvation, and we can submit ourselves to God and acknowledge that there is God in this world, a God of love, a God of power, a God of might, a God of mercy, O Lord of God, that there is God that's in control, O God, and in this world and still in this evil time, O Lord our God. Today is still the day of salvation, O Lord our God. Today, O Lord our God, we pray for your kingdom to come and your will to be done, O God, on earth as it is in heaven, O Lord our God. So, Lord God, your word says that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. O Lord our God, forgive us. Your word says that righteousness exalts the nation, but sin is a reproach, O Lord our God. O Lord our God, we thank you, O Lord, that you convict us and don't condemn us, so that, Lord, we can still always be in pursuit of truth and just coming to know you more, O Lord our God, and to be able to stand in prayer in the gap, O Lord our God, for the lost, for those that don't know that they're lost, for those that don't know why they're running and they're fighting and they're fearful, O Lord our God, and just committed to nothing, O Lord our God. O Lord our God, that we're still coming to the knowledge of the truth, O Lord our God. So we pray, O Lord God, that there's one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ, O Lord our God. We pray for salvation, O God. We ask for you to open our hearts, O Lord our God, to make our hearts tender, O Lord our God, that we're not a stiff-necked, rebellious people, O Lord God, but we're people of covenant, O Lord our God, that we're people that love the Lord our God, that we are in an army, O Lord God, because this is a fight, O Lord our God, between good and evil, O Lord our God, and that we are committed to this, O Lord our God, because you have brought us up from all times, O Lord our God, from our childhood until now, O Lord our God, that you are still our God and our Father and our Savior and our Redeemer and a man of war, O Lord our God, and that you took blood, your own blood, and you gave to redeem us, O God, to bring us back to the Father. O God, so we say thank you, Lord our God. In the name of Jesus, we say, hallowed be your name, O Father God, in the name of Jesus. And today, O God, we pray, O Lord our God, we say, forgive us, O God, for our trespasses, O Lord our God, for the things that we did, the things that we said, the things that we don't know that we did, O Lord our God, we just thank you. And just bless your name, O God. And we say, Lord God, help us. Help us. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my sisters. We appreciate you praying this morning. We know that God is doing great things through all of us, and so we all just want to keep it going, keep the prayers going, and the Word tells us to pray without ceasing, and even when we pray, when we must pray in faith, he said, because without faith, it's impossible to please God, so we have faith when we pray, and we see God moving by his Spirit. He's doing great things, and it's marvelous in our eyes, and so we're just grateful for that today, and I'm going to see if there are three other people who can pray this morning. I'm going to check to see if our sister Mary is available. Sister Charlotte. And Apostle Horsley.
Yes.
Okay, that's Sister Mary. Okay, Sister Charlotte. Okay, Apostle Horsley. Hello. Oh. Okay. All right, Sister Mary, if you'll go ahead and pray, that'd be great. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory be to your name, Jesus. God, we bless you this morning, oh God. We're so grateful this morning, Lord God, for your goodness and for your mercy, Lord God. God, for who you are, we are thankful, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, just keeping us all along last night, Lord God, while we slept, Father God. God, we thank you, Father. We bless your name this morning. God, we give you glory, Lord God. Glory be to God. Glory, glory, glory to your name this morning, Father. And God, as we come, Lord God, this morning, we're grateful, Lord God, to be gathered together, Lord God, on one accord this morning. Once again, Lord God, you have allowed us to gather together, Lord God, to come, Lord God, to hear your word and to pray and to share, Lord God, to uplift one another, Lord God, and most of all, Lord God, to give you glory this morning, Lord God, to be grateful, Lord God, because you've been so good to us, oh Lord God. And God, for that, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are, Lord God, in our lives, oh Lord God. God, as we go about our daily living, Lord God, you're there with us, oh Lord God. You're with us, oh Lord God, and keeping us, oh Lord God, as we walk this walk, oh Lord God, walking through our salvation daily, Lord God. Walking in healing, Lord God. Walking, Lord God, in deliverance, oh Lord God. Walking in the confidence and knowing who you are, Lord God, in our lives, oh Lord God. And God, this morning we trust you, Father God. We trust you, Lord God, with the things that's going on, Lord God, with us personally, Lord God. We trust you, Lord God. We trust you, Lord God, with our finances, oh Lord God. We trust you, Lord God, with our businesses this morning, Lord God. We trust you, Lord God, with our family, our loved ones, oh Lord God, who some may not be where they are, Lord God. But God, we trust you to change their lives, oh Lord God. We trust you, Lord God, this morning, oh God. God, and with the world that's so unshakable right now, Lord God, with different things going on, Lord God, and but we trust you, Lord God. We trust you even from the beginning, Lord God, of 2020, Lord God, and we trust you to the end of 2020, Lord God. It's been a good thing, Lord God. So though we have experienced and seen things that we've never seen before, and things that has come about. In this lifetime that has never come about before, God. But God, you have always been on the throne, Lord God. You said you would never leave us or forsake us, oh Lord God. You have been true to your word, Father God. And so, God, we thank you this morning, Lord God. We thank you this morning, Lord God. God, when you said trust in you, Lord God, and lean not onto our own understanding, Lord God, that's your word. And that was your word, and that's what you have given us, oh God. And that's all that we have had to go on, Lord God, through all the circumstances, through all the changes, through all that we have seen all around about us, the crime, Lord God, and things that has happened during this year that they have called a pandemic, Lord God. God, you have been with us, oh God. So God, we have trusted you through every step of the way, Lord God. You've kept us, oh Lord God. God, so we thank for that, Lord God. We give you glory and we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. We said thank you, Lord. Thanks be to God, Lord God. We don't say we want to rush out of this year, Lord God, because you, Lord God, you gave us day by day, Lord God. To live, Lord God. So we don't want to just rush out of this year with not seeing what you have come to fulfill, Lord God, even on the earth. So God, we give you glory, Lord God, and as we continue to walk, Lord God, walking in faith, walking in love, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that we are not alone, Lord God, that you walk with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we don't have to be in a hurry to say we're sick and we're tired, Lord God, and 2020 be gone and done, Lord God, because we have experienced things that we have never seen, Lord God. But through it all, Lord God, your people, Lord God, your people, which was called by your name, Lord God, have stood fast, Lord God, on your promises, oh Lord God, on your faith and in love, Lord God, and in peace, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, because you, God, has kept us, oh God, and you has the last say so, the amen, so Lord God. So God, for that, we give you glory, Lord God. God, you are a big God, Lord God. You are bigger than the things that's happening all around us, oh Lord God, even things that's happening in our families, oh Lord God. God, you are big, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we trust you, Lord God. We trust you to change things, oh Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We trust you, Lord God, with our families, oh Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you're bringing a change about them, Lord God. We trust you, Lord God, to be with the ones that has got a heavy heart this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we trust you when you said your word is a comforter, Lord God. You will comfort those, Lord God, that is in the need, Lord God, of being comforted this morning. Those that are moaning, Lord God, that you will be with them, Lord God. So, God, we trust you, Lord God, to be with them, Lord God, to carry them through every circumstance, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. And we trust you, Lord God, that they will see growth, Lord God, that, oh, God, that they will even see your face, oh, Lord God, see the light, Lord God, that is within you, Father God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, this morning, God. God, we give you glory, Lord God. God, we lift you up this morning, Father God. God, you are worthy, Lord God, worthy, worthy to be praised, oh, Lord God. God, you're high, oh, Lord God, even above the earth and the heavens, oh, God. You are God, and you're God all alone, Lord God. And you speak to us, oh, Lord God, daily, Lord God, as we go about, Lord God, to and fro, Lord God. Your Holy Spirit leads us and guides us, and is that comforter when we need it to be, Father God. You are there with us, oh God. So, God, this morning, God, we say hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Lord God. God, we honor you. We thank you, Lord God, for your divine faithfulness, oh Lord God, this day. Your divine faithfulness, oh Lord God, in this day, Lord God. And your favor, Lord God, that is with us, oh Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we honor you this day. We bless your name, Lord God. We say hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Glory be to your name. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus, oh God. Glory be to God. And for that, Lord God, you get the glory, Lord God. You get the glory today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Well, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. We are getting ready to hear our sister Charlotte. I need to unmute her phone. Okay, there we go. Okay, Sister Charlotte.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Glory to God. It is an honor to come before your throne once again, Father God. Thank you for waking me up this morning, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for a brand new day to worship you and to praise your holy name, Lord Jesus. So I just get on this call this morning with my circle of friends and just lift up the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the sweet name of Jesus, no other name like your name, Father God. You have all power in your hands, and I just want to praise you one more time. I thank you for the opportunity to praise you. I thank you for the opportunity to be a king kid. Thank you, Father God, for all my many blessings, Lord God. Lord God, I just want to pray, Lord God, for this nation, Father God. I want to pray, Lord God, for this pandemic that's going on in this world, Father God. Lord God, you have all the power in your hands, no matter what it looks like, Lord God, that we, Lord God, are your children, and we are going to be protected by you. You never let us down. You've always been there for us, Lord God. So we just thank you this morning, Lord God. Lord God, I want to pray for families, Father God. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for my family. Thank you for all of the families, Lord God, that you have allowed us to have relations with, Lord God. some have gone on to be with you, Father God. But Lord God, we are still here. And Lord God, we just thank you for the husbands and the children and the wives and the grandchildren that bring so much joy, Father God, to our grandparents if they're still with us, you know. It's just such a blessing, Lord God, sometimes just to look back over my life and see all of the loved ones that I have who've molded me, who have made me, just to love them and know them, Father God. And I just want you to just bless my family, Father God. Bless my daughters. Bless my husband. Bless everybody's families that's on this prayer line this morning, Lord God. Lord God, bless our children, Father God. Lord God, we are just thankful for them, Lord God. Sometimes, Lord God, they don't go the way that we have raised them and taught them to go, Lord God. But Lord God, you said if we will raise our children up in the admiration of the Lord, great will be their peace, Father God. So Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, that they're going to go back to their teachings, Father God, for the ones that are not going that way. And the ones that are going towards you, Father God, and for the things that are God, Lord Jesus, just bless them to bring be disciples, Lord God, of this earth, Lord God, that we will just bring people to God by the way that we live and the way that we talk and the things that they see us do and the fruit of that we bear, Father God. So, Lord God, let us continue, Lord God, to just bless your holy name, live for you, Lord God, and teach others to do the same, Father God. So I just want to thank you, Father God, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for all of my relationships, for my friends. I have coworkers right now whose parents are in the hospital, Father God. I just pray, Father God, for the sick and the shut-ins, ones that's in the hospital, Lord God, the ones that are at home that's bedridden. I want to pray for the sick right now, Father God. I want to pray for healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. You know if it's a thigh pain or if it's a leg pain or if it's a blood pressure issue, Father God, if it's sugar diabetes or kidneys, Lord God, I pray for wholeness in their bodies right now, nothing missing and nothing broken, Father God. So thank you, Father God, for your healing power, Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being such a gracious God, Father God. Thank you for being our provider, Father God. I want to pray about finance, Father God. You got some people, Lord God, that don't have any jobs right now, Father God. Please, Father God, bless us with the jobs, with the money that they need to take care of themselves and keep their household running, Father God. Don't let your children lose anything else, Father God, whether it's unemployment, whether it's been health problems, whatever it is causing their finances to be so tight right now, Father God. We just pray and ask, Lord God, that you will bless them, that you will show up in a mighty way, Father God, and help them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Whoever is trying to build their business, whoever's trying to get out of debt, whoever's trying to do the excellent things that you put in their hearts, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, that you help their dreams come true. You put those dreams and those passions in their hearts, Father God. So strengthen them and help them show that you are able to do all. You have all power in your hands and that you're able to help them succeed at what you put in their hearts, Father God. So I thank you right now, Father God. Lord God, I thank you for growing me spiritually and anyone else on this call that needs to be grown spiritually, Father God. Grow me, Lord God. Make my relationship with you even stronger, Father God. Teach me to pray even more, Father God, and even better, Father God, and spend the time that I need to spend with you, Lord God, because I love you, and I thank you, and I bless your holy name. Thank you for this opportunity to pray to you this morning, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I love you, and I just thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank the Lord for these heartfelt prayers this morning from our sister Grace, our sister Mary, and our sister Charlotte. And I'm sure that everybody else is here to pray as you are in agreement with what God is speaking through the voices of our servants. We're servants of the Most High God, and I just thank God for you being here today. But right now, we're going to go ahead and get into the Word. And the word that we're going to be talking about is knowing God's will. Knowing God's will. How do we know God's will? And the way we know God's will is to know his word. And so we're going to follow his instructions. And so we're going to start off with the scripture of the week, which is Psalm 32 and 8. And this word says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. And so the Lord will instruct us through his word. It's like we have to hear his voice through the Bible. And that reminds me of when we were children, or when we have children, we give our children instructions on what they should do and how they should live their lives, how they are supposed to take care of their rooms. They are given instructions on what to do. In order for them to know what to do, they have to be told what to do. And so we, as a people of God, we have to learn the word of God so we'll know the direction that we need to be going in. We should read the word of God so we'll know how to love everybody, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's given us many mandates in the Bible. We're not going to cover everything today because it's such a vast thing that God has given us through his word. He has given us so much. Now, there's a scripture I want to read here. It's Proverbs 14 and 12. It says, there is a way that which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And so there are things in our lives that we may decide we want to do that are not lined up with the word of God. And so it will lead us to death. And that could be death, not only just natural death. It could be death of our spirit man, death of our soul. It could be death of a relationship. But we don't want to follow our own thoughts, because our thoughts are not God's thoughts, and God's thoughts are not ours. But we need to learn what he thinks, learn what he says, so that we can live according to his word. Now, the book of Proverbs itself is a very excellent book on instructions and getting understanding. So I'm going to read some of the first part of Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. It says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. Verse 5 says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And we do realize, many of us, if we know the word of God, and you understand something about Solomon, when he asked, God asked him what he wanted, he said he wanted wisdom. He wanted wisdom because if you got wisdom, you'll know how to do everything in your life. You'll have the wisdom to make good, sound decisions. Instead of asking for riches and things that are temporal, he asked for wisdom. And so we are following what Solomon is speaking here in the word. It says to know wisdom and to instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. So we get the instruction through the word of God. The fear of the Lord, and the fear of the Lord is that you're afraid of the Lord, but that you respect him, that you honor him. And so we honor him by studying his word, understanding his word, and living his word. We don't want to be like a fool and despise wisdom, but we want to be those people who are hungry and thirsty for the things of God. Verse number 8 says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. And so we see there are so many different things that we can go to in the word of God that tells us all the things that we need to know about life. Everything that we need according to the word is, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, is in the word of God. There's a saying that everything we needed to know is in, you learned in kindergarten. Well, no, that's not what I believe. I believe that everything we need to know is in the word of God. And so if you need healing, if you need relationships fixed, if you need finances, If you need a wisdom, he said if you lack wisdom, ask for it. He will give it to you. So God has everything in his word for us. I'm going to read another verse, scripture here in John chapter 14. And I hope that you're taking the notes, writing the scriptures down, going back, reading them over, and just letting them marinate in your spirit and letting them speak to your heart. John chapter 14, 23 says, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. And so to know God is to love him. And if we love him, we will keep his words. We will do his will. We will follow his instructions. We will love those people who are out there who are not lovable, who don't seem to be lovable. We will keep the word of God in our hearts. How do we keep God's word? And often we have to study the word of God. We have to understand what it says. And if you don't understand the word, if you read it and you pray about it, God will help you to understand. And then if you don't understand, then you can also go to someone who is knowledgeable about the word and say, can you explain this to me or help me to understand what the Lord is saying? And that's why we have teachers. And so Joshua chapter 1, verse 7 through 9 says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Verse 9 says, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And so this reminds us that we have to stay in the word, meditate on his word. And he also says that we will be prosperous in studying his word. While we study his word, meditate on it. And this will reminds me that we prosper in the spirit first. In the spirit, he said, as you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that you need shall be added unto you. So meditating on his word, your spirit man grows. You have wisdom. You have knowledge of the word. You have an understanding of what to do. You have understanding of how to operate in your life. Meditating on his word, understanding what he has done for others, understanding that prayer is important, understanding that studying the word is important is very good for each and every one of us, because as we meditate on his word, we will see God move in our lives. We will see our lives become more like what God would have us to be. You know, we want to be more like him every day. He tells us we were made in his image. And so because we're made in his image, we want to imitate him, just like we have children. Our children imitate us. They watch us. I look at my little grandson. He's with me 3 days a week, and he imitates what he sees. I mean, that happened when my daughter was growing up. And if you have children, you see where your children imitate you. They follow what you do. They see what you say, and they say what you say. And so it's good to say good things, because if you say something that is not really good and they repeat it, then you're going to wonder, why did I say that? Or, you know, wonder why that child is saying that. But because they heard you say it. And so we want to say what God says. We want to do what God says do. We want to speak his word. We want to be faithful to his word. Knowing the will of God is knowing what he says in the Bible. He has so much in there for us. My God, you can just be filled with his word and just get overflowing with his word, and know that one of the things that we need to do is be filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is our reminder. It speaks to us. As we are filled with the Holy Ghost, it will lead us in the way that we should go. John 13 and 34 says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. So that's one of the things that God wants us to do. Knowing his will means loving one another. We have to love each other. You know, people may do things to us and make us upset sometimes and make you feel like you don't want to love that person anymore, but you still need to love one another. God doesn't stop his love for us when we do things that are contrary to his will, when we fall back in the trap of Satan, we fall back into sin. God doesn't dislike us. He dislikes what we are doing, but he still loves us. So we still have to love one another. That is one of his commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. That is one of the things that God has spoken. Now, I'm going to go back into the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. There was just so much in this particular chapter that I wanted to just read probably most of it. But it has a lot of information for us. If we listen to it and grab a hold of it, go back and read it. Let it speak to your spirit. Let things that he says in his word guide you. He said he would guide us with his eye. He will lead us in the way of righteousness. So we have to follow the word of God. When we follow his word, we will be all right. In the midst of turmoil, in the midst of trouble, we have trouble all around us. But guess what? We can still be at peace. Jesus himself is the Prince of Peace, so we can have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. When nobody else is at peace but us, but his people of God, we can be at peace because we know who Jesus is and we know his word. When we know the word of God, we don't have to be in a turmoil. We don't have to be in just minds discombobulated and a lot of fearfulness and depression and those kinds of things. We don't have to be that way because God is our supplier. He's the one who does everything that we need in our lives, and we can trust him. We may be going through this particular day. This day may not be the day that everything is going just the way you want it to. But if you trust the Lord, you know you will get through the day and get on the other side of through, and you will see God manifesting wonderful things in your life, giving you that peace. Yes, he will give you that peace. So here I'm going to go back into the word, Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 1 says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." I mean, there's just so many things that God will show us in our lives as we follow his word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." When he's directing our paths, when we're looking to him for the answers, when we're following what he says, we're going to go in the right direction. We're going to end up in the right place at the right time. I pause here because I think about when I was thinking the other day how my mother was very, she had a very good relationship with the Father, my Father God. And so my mother prayed a lot and God showed her many things. And I remember she told us, she got the children together. And my mother had 9 kids. I don't know if there were 9 at the time, but she got us together and she told us, she said, "I don't want y'all doing anything wrong. Don't go out there stealing. Don't be taking things that don't belong to you." She had seen, she dreamed a lot in her dreams, and I have that same gift of dreaming and seeing things before they happen. And so she told us not to steal, not to do anything. So I disregarded what my mother said. I went to the store. And I don't know what was wrong with me. I just had a bag full of stuff I wasn't going to pay for. I just walked out of the store with it. I got arrested. My mother had already told me not to do it, you know, and I did it anyway. So I was not following her instructions. I was not following what she said. And there were other things that she told us not to do, and we did, and we got in trouble. But, you know, just to say, when parents tell their kids, give them instructions so that they will avoid a detriment to their lives. God does the same thing. He's doing the same thing with his word. He gives us instructions so that we will avoid some of the pitfalls that we fall, the traps that the Satan puts us into. You know, he's out there and he's doing what his dirt. He's here to kill, steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. So when we follow God's word, follow his instructions, we will be all right. I'm not telling us that we are not going to have any trials. That's a part of life. We're going to have trials, and that's to help us to keep our eyes on the Lord. We will keep our eyes on the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. That's the word of God. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So we're going to follow the path that the Lord has taken us down. We may think about this thing where you get to a place in the road where you either decide to go to the right or you go to the left. If the Lord says go to the right, that's the direction we need to go in. If we go to the left, we don't know what may be down that road. It could be like a lion on that road that will devour us if we go in the wrong direction, just like the prophet who listened to the lying prophet and went in the direction that he should not have gone in because he disobeyed God. But when we follow what God says, we will be fine. Everything will work out. Let me go back to the word. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Verse 7 says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Sometimes we think that we're so wise that we can make our own decisions without even consulting God or even thinking about what we're doing. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Verse 9 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Now, this is something that we have to do. We have to honor the Lord with giving of our finances, giving of our time. The first thing that we get, we need to give it to the Lord. Give God a portion of what we get, and we're going to be blessed. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. That's a promise. Knowing the will of God is to honor him, to do his will, to give. Our barns are going to be filled with plenty, and our presses shall burst out with new wine. This is what the word says. I'm not making this up, and I hope you have your Bible and you're reading along and you can see what the word is telling us. I'm in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse number 11, if you just joined us. It says, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. And so, you know, this just reminds me, and when we were children and we did wrong, we got punished. We got a spanking. We got a whipping. We got beat, however you want to put it. We were disciplined, and it didn't feel good at the time, but it's because our parents loved us. They punished us for doing wrong. They punished us for being disobedient. The word says that the Lord will correct us because he loves us. So don't be disappointed. Just know the word of God. When you know the word of God and you are disobedient, hey, you could be disciplined for that. You know, God wants us to do right by him and do his will. Verse 13 says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. This is important. Find wisdom and get understanding. Wisdom is in the word. I have to keep coming back to that. Wisdom is in the word of God. Whatever you need, whatever you desire, whatever you are thinking to do, the wisdom is in the word. And get an understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. And so this points us to the fact that Solomon asked for wisdom. And when you have wisdom, you'll know what to do. You'll make right decisions. You'll make good decisions. And you will be blessed because of wisdom. Verse 17 says, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. He is a tree of life to whom, I'm sorry, she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall thy life be, so shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Verse 23, then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. I mean, that's another promise of just having wisdom. You don't have to go to sleep or try be tossing and turning in your bed. You're going to have sweet sleep when you lie down, when you have wisdom, when you're studying the word, when you understand the word of God. You're going to sleep soundly. You're going to have peaceful sleep, wake up refreshed and renewed. Verse 25 says, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in thy power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give thee when thou hast it by thee. You know, this right here, I just want to pause this for a moment, because sometimes people may be in need of something and you have it and you say, okay, I'll give it to you later, when you could give it to them right away and let them be satisfied. This is what this word is telling us. Don't be holding things and making people wait. Some people like to do that. They want people to wait because they want people to depend on them and want things from them and make them feel good. But the Lord says, don't hold stuff when you can give it to them right away. Go ahead and give it to them and let them be satisfied. Okay? So, verse 29 says, devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without a cause, if he have done thee no harm. Verse 31, envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he hath given grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. So we don't want to be foolish. We don't want to act like a fool. We want to make good, godly, sound decisions. And the way we do that, we know the word of God. We stay in his word. We live his word. We understand his word. And we use his word to the glory of God. And so one of the scriptures that I really do love is in the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 14. It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And chapter 51, verse 10 in Psalm, the book of Psalms, it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And so as we have studied the word and we understand what God says, we can have a clean heart and pure hands, and we will get stronger and stronger as we meditate on his word day and night, as in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. Meditate on his word day and night. We will make our way prosperous, and we will have good success. But we thank the Lord today for the word of God. The word of God is rich. It is powerful. And as we go into tomorrow, tomorrow is the beginning of our three-day fast. And I would encourage you to study these scriptures, read some more scriptures, and just, you know, let the word of God speak to your heart so that you can make the changes that need to come into your life. God will help change you and you and I. And when I say you, that means me too, that we will be more like him. We will imitate him. We will follow after his precepts and his concepts. Everything that the Lord has spoken in his word is for us to use for his glory. He even talks about saving your money. He talks about not getting into debt. There's just so much that God has in his word. Knowing the will of God for our lives will help us to be better Christians and to prepare for eternity and to tell others. You know, we have a heart for the lost. That's one thing that the Lord tells us, to tell others about him, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Each and every one of us has a responsibility to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not to just get saved and say we're saved and we're happy that we're saved, but we need to go into the highways and the byways and compel others to come to Jesus Christ, because that is a part of being a Christian, is to tell others about Jesus and his love. And so we're grateful for that today. We're grateful that the Lord has spelled everything out for us and has shown us through his word how to live for him and to know how to operate our lives. So, Father, Lord, we just thank you so much for this word that you've given us today. We pray and thank you, Lord, today that each and every one of us have heard, Lord. We have heard it with our hearts, and, Lord, we will do what you say do, O God. We will continue to seek you, Father. As we seek you, we will find you. As we knock, the door shall be opened unto us, O God, that our hearts would be open to what thus said the Lord. My God, I pray that every hindering spirit is removed, O God, from our hearts and our minds, O God, that we will be pliable in your hands, O God, that you shape us, O God, you mold us, you make us after your will, God, while we're yielded and still, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray that you will burn up all the dross and the mess that's in our lives, O God, that is a hindrance to us, O Father, in the name of Jesus, my God. Oh, Lord, we pray that we will be true examples of who you are, O God, in us, O God, and that who we are in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we are transformed by the renewing of our minds, O God, and you will keep us in perfect peace, O God, as our minds are stayed on thee, O God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I pray that every one of our needs are being met, Lord, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, O God. And we will trust you, O God. And, Lord, every wicked and evil demon, O God, that's out there, O God, we come against every stronghold today, O God, in the name of Jesus. Every wicked thing in the high places, O God, being destroyed, O God. We know that Jesus is the highest of all principalities, O God. And we're trusting you, O God, to destroy the works of the devil right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. As we begin to know you more and more each and every day, O God, I pray, God, today for our sister Juanita, O God, that you continue to bless her, O God, strengthen her, O God, increase her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Our sister Janice, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bless her, O God, surround her family with love, O God. Our sister Glenda today, O God, we pray and thank you, God, today for blessing her, O God, strengthening her, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Our sister Charlotte, O God, we pray and thank you for blessing her, strengthening her, increasing and enlarging her, O God. Our sister Mary, O God, we thank you for her and her family, God, in the name of Jesus, continue to pour into her life, Lord. Strengthen her each and every day, O God. Our sister Marie, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that she will continue to know you each and every day, O God, to just bless her life, O God. Bless her to be a blessing, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Our sister Jeannie, O God, in the name of Jesus, bless her and her family, O God. Strengthen our bodies, O God. Our sister Grace, O God, in the name of Jesus, cover her with your feathers, O God, in the name of Jesus, my God. Sister Linda, O God, we praise you, God, today for blessing her life, O God, strengthening her body, O God, bringing her the money that she needs in her life, O God, in the name of Jesus. Apostle Horsley, O God, we pray for him today, O God, him and his wife and his family, O God, in the name of Jesus. Darlene M, O God, in the course, my God, we pray for Sister Chris, O God, in the name of Jesus. Our Sister Dorothy, O God, you know all of our needs and our desires, O God. We thank you for doing it today, O God, in the name of Jesus. Sister Belinda, Lord, our Sister Renee, O God, in the our Pastor Scholastica, O God, in the name of Jesus, her and her offspring, O God, in the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you, Lord, today that you strengthen each and every one of us, O God. Sister Yvonne, O God, Sister Lois, O God, in the name of Jesus. The Charmaine, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Moko le she to the makita, the nanakabula that I shot to the makita. Sister Chris, oh God, in the go she to the makani, nina, eke la she to the makola, darling B, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, you are our strength, Lord, and you are our song, Lord, and you are become our salvation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Brother Don, oh God, in the go she to the makita, the little shot to the makita. Mikita la 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 shata la mikita la la shite. Brother James, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, we just praise you, God, today for just being a great and wonderful God, a God who we can depend on, oh God, a God of love, a God of peace, oh God, a God of knowledge, oh God, a God of wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Mikita shita la makola la la shita. I lift the spirit of wisdom right now, oh God, into each and every one of our lives, oh God, that we will have the wisdom of your word, oh God, to make good sound decisions, oh God. Help us to know you, oh God, in the pardon of our sins, oh God. To know you is to love you, oh God, and to love you is to keep your commandments, oh God. So, Lord, help us to keep your commandments each and every day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, if we fall, help us to get back up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I come against and bind up the spirit of low self-esteem, oh God, because we are fearfully and wonderfully made, oh God, in you, oh God. We live, move, and have our being, oh God. My God, I just pray for ministries all across the world, oh God, all around the world, Lord, every leader of every church, oh God, every leader of every ministry, Lord, bless, strengthen, increase, and enlarge, oh God. Help us all to live for you, God, to do your will, Father. Help us to do your will, Father, in the name of Jesus. Not my will, Lord, but your will be done in our lives, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you for good and perfect gifts coming from you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. It's in Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Everybody, I love you. I pray that you have received something this morning that will help you along the way, and that each and every day that we come, that you receive something, that you can glean something and keep it in your hearts, that you will move on up in the spirit of love, righteousness, and peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. May the Spirit of the Lord keep us and take us to higher heights and deeper depths in him. And may this be the best day of your life as you go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.